A Juul is an e-cigarette designed by two former smokers and Stanford students in 2015, aimed at curbing the smoking habits of the world's adult smokers. However, according to Politico, 20% of Juul users are actually in high school. The growing popularity of Juuls among teenagers brings to question the possible harm that this USB-like device brings. Until recently, there was no definitive answer to this question, except for the claim made by Juul itself. The company claims that one Juul pod contains the same amount of nicotine as a pack of cigarettes. Nicotine is a stimulant, and tolerance for it increases with use, meaning that people require higher doses in order to feel its effects. That is what makes nicotine addictive. With the research conducted by UC Riverside, there is conclusive evidence that the nicotine concentrations in Juuls is higher than the concentrations found in any of the hundreds of other e-cig products that the study analyzed. In fact, the nicotine levels in Juul pods are so high that they were found to be toxic to living cells. The high levels of nicotine are even more concerning, considering that only 37% of people who had used Juuls in the past month were aware that Juul products always contain nicotine. The UCR study concluded with a list of concerns for the FDA. The first is that the popularity of Juuls among middle schoolers and high schoolers will create a generation of adolescents addicted to nicotine. The second is that this addiction to nicotine can serve as a gateway for more dangerous tobacco products. And the third, which has been solidified thanks to this new data, is that Juul products can have adverse effects on consumers with chronic use. Although this new evidence does bring insight to the dangers of Juuling, there is still a lot of research that needs to be done in order to examine the long-term impacts Juuling has on the body. This is KCSB's Lizzie Mao.